Case number 9588, Ian Stewart Anderson, east of Route 1, 310 feet south of, is it Ian? Well, we weren't sure here. West of Virginia Avenue, being lot 8, section D, variance from front yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Ian Stewart Anderson, 8 West Virginia Avenue, Fenwick Island.
Do you swear testimony about to give true and correct best knowledge?
Yes, I do.
You have pictures pass out?
Yes. I have a set too. Wouldn't mind, maybe I could explain a couple of these shots as well. Basically, we have a little beach house up at Fenwick Island, and we love it. My family and I have enjoyed it for a number of years, but what we'd like to do for a couple different reasons, one for safety reasons, one for just to kind of get a little more outside enjoyment, is to go into the front setback and build a little deck across the front. And you'll see, if you don't mind, maybe I can just, she's passing around one set, but this is the front of our house. It's pretty plain, and you'll see the stairwell, the current stairway just is right across the front of the house. And when you get to the top, it's up on pilings. It's sort of dangerous if you have, you know, if you're bringing in groceries or suitcases, or we've got 3 dogs and a cat, and, you know, the whole family comes with us. So that's one of the reasons, if we had a little more depth, we could, prevent some of the dangerous situations. Let's see. The second one shows, actually, this is our neighbor who's put up a pretty good sized house. You see some of the houses, what they're doing up in Fenwick Island, and we didn't want to go that route. We love our house. It's you know, a good sized house for us. It's, you know, a lot of fun. You know, we could put up the big house with the elevator and all that kind of stuff. We don't. We love the fact, the reason we bought in Fenwick Island is that we love the charm of it, the fact that you can't put condominiums in there, but unfortunately you can put a big house or a duplex or what have you, and it's sort of taken away from the good old, you know, the great cottages. In fact, this house used to be the owners, prior to this, they had a little cottage there, and the house next door burned down and took their cottage down with it. So this is a 1988 Nanticoke modular home that they just went ahead and set up on pilings, and they've done, you know, did it all right by the book as far as the setbacks, and we're beyond the 30, or, you know, we've got more than 30 feet the front, we've got more than 10 on the sides, more than 10 on the back. We've got, let's see, I've got a picture showing the our side of the street, and right next to us is a 4-unit apartment building that you'll see going around, and that, when it burned down, that's the one subject that burned down. I guess he was able to replace it on the same footprint that was, well, if you notice, it's a good probably 10 feet to the side that's, you know, in front of us, and actually only 5 feet from our property. Right. So if you're standing up on our little stairway at the top, we're looking directly at his, you know, side of the apartment, which, you know, we still, you know, that's just how it was. We didn't understand that, you know, anything could, could encroach. You know, we didn't know all the rules and regulations at that point. I mean, we've just enjoyed it the way it's been for a number of years. Here's my daughter, you know, opening the front door, and you see she's almost on the railing, you know, as she, as she goes in, because we have a screen door that opens out, mm-hmm. and that's really all we have at the top. And you're about 9 feet, you know, above the level at this point. So yeah, that's the picture showing the apartment complex next door, and another shot as well, a couple of the apartments, etc. And then across the street, you see here the apartment that you see, a very narrow 5-foot, which should be a 10-foot, I suppose, a 10-foot setback for him as well. But he was going to put decks on the back of this 4-unit apartment at one point, I understand. This is from the son of the previous owner. And where where their deck or balconies would have ended up, I'm not quite sure. This final picture shows across the street, you've got, you know, numerous decks, you know, balconies, decks, and you know, people love it. They're outside. They eat their, you know, have a meal out there. They sit outside, watch the people go by. You know, it's just a great. That's what the for, to us, to, you know, we try to keep the windows open all the time. We love the fact that you know we're not the kind that you know stays enclosed. Has you know if it's 104 degrees like it's been, you know, might have to run the air conditioning, but. Today we put the ceiling fans on, and we just, you know, that's part of the beach experience for us. We understand by actually the neighbor, Robert Minatoli, right next to us in that large house, he called me and said he was going to write a letter to you. I got the letter. He was kind enough to send me a copy. And I think his primary concern, and he said this on the phone, was that we just don't want this to be some sort of ruse or something to create, you know, you get the deck approved, next thing you know, you've got a roof on it, and before you know it, now you're saying it's part of a larger structure that you want to build. And I said, you know, Bob, that's obvious, you know, that's not what we're trying to do. In fact, we understand that it has to be only an open deck, and if it is enclosed, if it has a roof over it, then it wouldn't even be approved. So all we're trying to do is have a simple deck, and we understand we're allowed 5 feet by right, so really what we're just trying to do is go, you know, 5 feet is a little snug, so if we could, we'd like to just go an additional 7 and make it more of a reasonable deck. I do have his letter. At one point he does say, on the other hand, we would like to see the Andersons get more enjoyment from their home as described in their application. So, you know, I think he does, and he goes on to say, these are my concerns, that it's an uncovered deck. It doesn't, you know, if you do decide to rebuild or do the big house, which we have no plans to do, you know, that you start from scratch with the 30-foot setback. And, of course, I would imagine that's what you would do. We do feel as well that this will not alter the character of the neighborhood. In fact, we're trying to keep it, you know, the quaint, you know, enjoyable neighborhood that we came to love in the beginning, and we still love it. There was another owner that my neighbor told me he wrote a letter as well, and I guess it's because we're, you know, near the beach, but I don't see how it would affect any kind of visibility issues. I don't know what was in his letter. I do understand one of his reasons for opposing it was that we're not up there that much. And, you know, I'm not quite sure why that makes any sense. But anyway, so that's what we're trying to do, and we'd love to do it. It's something we thought about doing. And if we have the opportunity, we think that'd be fantastic.
All right, sure.
Typically, if this were approved without conditions or requirements, then it could have be, you know, have a roof over it and enclosed. But it seems your request is only for an open deck, so right. It would probably, if it were approved, to have those conditions.
I'm sorry?
If it was approved, then it would probably have the condition that it remain an open deck.
Right, and that's exactly fine with me. I mean, that's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to do something that's, you know, in fact, we do have a screen and porch in the back of the house. We love that. That's a great place as well. But
not where the people walk by.
Yeah, it's just, it'd be nice. And as you see in the front of the house, it's actually kind of plain. You know, it's laid on the property sideways because that's how, you know, the lots go. Mm-hmm. And I think it would actually add to the you know, property in terms of, you know, appearance sake.
All right, sir.
Give it some character.
Yeah, and you know, that's what we enjoy that. We painted the inside yellow, you know, just, I mean, we want it to be a fun place to go, and we really love that.
All right, sir. Okay, any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown? Ms. Trenton? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's three in the back. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I just had the one letter from the one that he has from Robert.
Yeah, we just heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
And I think he's already addressed that.
Yes.
Very well. Okay, hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, obviously the size and shape of the lot makes it unique. The deck would enable reasonable use of the property, I think. I don't see where to alter central character in the neighborhood. In fact, would probably be in character. And the minimum for relief, therefore, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9,588 for a open deck only.
Second.
And a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9,588 for an open deck only. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Really appreciate it.
Have fun.
Enjoy.